Set down as close to the source of the distress signal as you can.
There's a storm over the city. These shuttles don't handle too well in the wind and rain, so it may get a little bumpy.
When I was a young ensign like you, I loved flying in storms. Crashed a shuttle into the side of a skyscraper in a storm once.
I'll try not to follow your example, Captain.
Could we not land now, sir? Outside the storm?
The hypertube system isn't working down there, so it'll be a long walk in lousy weather. What's the matter, Commander? Do you get airsick in turbulence?
Of course not, sir. Only thinking of your safety.
I could give you something for the nausea, Commander.
Hold on! We're in the storm now!
The signal is coming from that communications tower. I think we should set down in the city square there, a block away.
Okay, Doctor. Make it so, Ensign Red.
Compensating for wind shear. Reducing thrust. And we're down.
Nice landing, Ensign. Commander LaQuill, please, clean that up.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
I'd suggest using both the disinfectant and the deodorizer.
Yes, Doctor. I'll use 3 of my tentacles for that and open the hatch for you with another.
Cathanian multitasking is truly marvelous.
It looks so deserted out there.
Might just be due to the weather, but I wouldn't count on it.
Okay, people. The distress signal was vague, so we don't know quite what we're getting ourselves into here. Keep your hand lasers at the ready. Tactical formation B. Let's head out.
QuietPlease.org presents Beyond Awakening. Starring John Gauntz as Captain Mac Hardcase, David Loftus as Dr. Clay Earhart, Steph Canapa as Commander Misty LaQuill, and Gwyneth Knight as Ensign Tricia Blackburn. Episode 1, Unrealized Realities.
What's going here?
Wait, Captain. Stop.
Why? What's wrong?
You're not supposed to go in there, sir. You can use the one next to it.
And why am I not supposed to go in here?
It's the female lavatory, sir.
Oh.
The Captain can't read Alphonian, mister.
Not even iconographs?
English is enough of a struggle for him.
I've had more important things to do with my life. So what's the label over this door say? Don't tell me it's another restroom, or I'll start to think the people of this world are seriously incontinent.
It says Virtual Lounge Complex 47, sir.
Not the snappiest name, but it'll get us out of the rain.
Warm in here.
Walls are glowing.
Those aren't walls. Those are servers.
Servers? Is this a restaurant?
Racks of computers. At about the level of Earth's 21st century or Cthulhu's tertiary reign, the heat from these servers is what's making it so mucky.
You understand what this place is, Ensign Red?
Yes, sir. This is a gathering place for virtual reality gaming.
Okay. Never liked VR myself.
Me neither. Makes me nauseous.
What doesn't?
So where are all the people? Ah, in here I see.
They look dead. But they don't smell dead.
my readings show they're all alive.
Then why are they...
I think the ancient Earth term for them was couch potatoes.
This is a little more severe than Earth's late 21st century couch potato epidemic ever got. Their brain waves seem normal. They're awake. But their bodies are effectively partitioned off from their brains. You can shout at them. You can shake them. They'll never know.
I'll keep that in mind if I should feel the urge. But I think what I'd rather do is pull their helmets off and talk to them. Citizen, this is Captain Hardcase of the Confederation ship Chimera. Can you hear me? Apparently not. Doctor?
Brain activity has ceased. I think you killed him.
Oops. Well, how was I to know? I mean, shouldn't you have warned me?
Looks like they've been plugged in for a long time.
Months.
So, how are any of them alive? Shouldn't they have died of hunger or thirst?
See this little tube sticking into this one's arm, Ensign? What do you think it does?
Harvest the energy of the human body to power the servers?
It's what we used to call an intravenous feeding tube, used in medical facilities for patients who can't eat or drink. Or in this case, apparently, people who didn't want their gaming interrupted by their physical needs.
Sounds like quite an addiction. I'm not that dedicated a gamer.
Yes. My guess is this whole culture became so obsessed with the virtual realities they created that they permanently retreated from their actual reality.
Sir, several of these people are Confederation officers.
They must be from the Sacramento. They left a delegation here a few months ago, and it was their equipment that sent the distress beacon.
Apparently, they got a little too caught up in the local culture, sir.
They were probably trying to investigate by going into the virtual reality, and that's exactly what we should do.
I'm not sure I see the logic in precisely copying the catatonic people who we can't pull out without killing them, Doctor.
I should be able to come up with a drug to inhibit the undesirable effects, allowing someone to enter the VR world while remaining able to communicate with those of us in the real world.
I am astounded by how much equipment and chemicals you managed to bring with you on away missions, Doctor.
Never know when I'll need it all, like now. There. This should do the job. Now I need a subject.
Maybe my hardy Cthulhuan physiology would make the safest choice?
Or your unique physiology could make it more dangerous for you. You're too important for us to risk, Commander.
What about Ensign Red?
I love VR, sir. I'd love to see what this system can do that's so great nobody wants to leave.
Do you understand the risks?
Yes, sir. No problem. This is what I signed up for.
Fine. How about it, Ensign?
Hold out your arm so I can inject you. There. Get into this sensory suit.
Here. Let me help you.
So, how is this gonna work? Is everybody plugged into a central server with a shared reality? Or is every patron experiencing something different?
Readings indicate the latter. They're all on separate circuits, so we'll need to plug you into a specific person's simulation in order to make contact with them.
Here's your headset.
Let's do this one here. Her uniform says she's Ensign Tricia Blackburn from the Sacramento.
All right, no problem. Ready, Ensign?
Born ready. I'm in.
What do you see, Ensign?
I'm outstanding in the field. Get it?
What sort of field?
Cow pasture, I guess.
Can you see Ensign Blackburn?
No. Oh, wait. I see her now. She's with a cow?
Milking it?
No, just sitting, being friendly with it.
Is she acting out some sort of perverted sexual fantasy with the animal?
No, sir. Nothing like that. Just lying down with it, resting her head against it.
Good. See if you can make contact.
Ensign Blackburn!
What is it? Who are you, and what are you doing here?
I'm Ensign Tony Red of the Confederation ship Chimera. We're here to rescue you.
Do I look like I need rescuing? Get out of here, you prat.
Do you understand what's happening to you?
I understand that my afternoon of peaceful cow cuddling is being interrupted by a very rude young man.
Ensign Blackburn, you're a Confederation officer trapped in a virtual reality simulation on Alpha Omega C. Don't you remember that?
The Confederation was just a dream, a silly fantasy I used to have. I'm a rancher. This is my cattle ranch. I own it.
With us.
We like it here very much.
And you appear to be a trespasser.
Where did you three come from so suddenly?
Demetrius, Aisha, and Thord are my polycule. We live here together in perfect bliss and harmony.
Does that sound like how real life works to you? Or does it sound like a fantasy illusion?
She should mention we're very protective of her.
If anyone's bothering her, impeding her bliss, we beat them up.
Ensign, your heart rate is elevated.
Tell me something I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you. You've got 5 seconds to scram before we bash your face in and flatten your head into a pancake.
Wasn't talking to you. Listen, Blackburn, we've
time.
Got to...
He's registering brain trauma, almost as if somebody were actually punching him in the head. It's fascinating.
Get him out of there. Disconnect the headset.
Stop.
Ends him. What's happening to it?
He's dead, Captain. I don't think it was the virtual beating. It must have been the disconnection his body couldn't handle. My drug mix didn't account for it properly.
You don't seem very moved by his death.
We've lost plenty of ensigns before, and we'll lose plenty more. It's all in a day's work.
He had a family.
Are people with families more important? As a lifelong bachelor, I take offense.
His 2 young daughters are orphans now. Their mother died on an away mission 3 months ago.
They'll be set for life thanks to the Confederation death benefit. The important thing is that we learn something from this. It looks like he suffered a termination shock from insufficient cyclotronic filtration at the blood-brain barrier. I can compensate for that. Just a slight adjustment to the drug.
See that you do.
Let's see. The doxifram will secure the brain from termination shock. And the dash of methylchlorate will have them waking up happy. Medicine is so much more of an art than most people realize, you know.
It's like when McGuy calls engineering an art. It always means he's spitballing with no idea what he's doing. Commander, is what he's saying making sense to you?
I'm not a doctor, sir. But the chemical theory behind what he's saying matches my conjecture from my readings.
And the solution?
Chemically plausible, sir.
All done.
I'm not risking any more of my officers.
No need. This formula here should make it safe to disconnect the people who are already hooked up.
Well, if you're sure you're ready, let's revive one of the Confederation officers from the Sacramento first.
Okay, I'll pick the one Red was interfaced with.
Picking guinea pigs is just a little too easy for you, Doc.
I'm confident in my skills, despite the occasional setback. Anyway, you've killed as many as I have so far today, so I'd check the judgment if I were you.
Hmm.
She should wake up any second. Should be safe to remove the headset now.
What? What's going on? Where am I?
You're on Alpha Omega C.
Who am I?
According to your uniform, you're Ensign Junior Grade Trisha Blackburn of the Galactic Confederation Space Fleet. You've just spent the past several months trapped in a virtual reality simulation.
Oh, like that guy was saying.
Do you remember, Ensign?
I never really forgot. It's just my history before I put the headset on, that all felt so unreal.
Let's get you out of your sensory suit.
But she's nude under the sensory suit.
Oh, I forgot about the quirky hang-ups of you conservative types. Turn your back, please, Captain.
Have you got a uniform for me?
Sure. I think you're about the same size as Ensign Red, and he won't be needing his anymore.
It's hard to believe this is real.
Doesn't the difficulty of reality distinguish it from the ease of fantasy?
Not necessarily. Then think about it. Is it easier to believe in being part of a galactic confederation darting about the galaxy faster than light, risking our lives saving planets? Or to believe in cattle ranching?
Depends if you're a vegan. What now, Captain Hardcase? Should I start reviving the others?
Leave that for the follow-up team. Let's just get home to the Chimera and get ourselves a good night's sleep. Blackburn, you come with us. Sir.
You have not refined this ore correctly, slave.
But I ran it through twice.
Purity level is only 93%. We require 99.
I'm sorry, sir.
You will be. Humans only learn through punishment.
It's 0530, Captain. Time to wake up.
Thank you, computer. Any updates for me?
Follow-up team reports successful landing on Alpha Omega C.
Good. Tell them to stick to protocol and document everything for those reports the Admiralty is always on our asses about.
Yes, Captain. What temperature would you like to shower this morning, Captain?
As hot as your safety protocols allow.
Computer, did you wake me?
Negative, Dr. Earhart. You specifically requested no wake-up call.
And yet, 0530 and I wake up like clockwork.
Is there a problem, Dr. Earhart?
Doesn't it strike you as odd that I always fall asleep and wake up at the exact same times?
My medical database categorizes this as optimal normality.
But isn't it too normal?
I do not understand, Dr. Earhart.
Oh, well.
That's just not possible.
The readings say it is.
Go check them again, Ensign.
Aye, sir.
Dr. Earhart, what can I do for you?
My guy, you're 3 weeks overdue for your physical. I have to make it an order now.
Back when I was married, my wife would always nag me so I didn't miss a checkup.
We single people have to take responsibility for ourselves. About time for you to relearn that.
Yes, sir. I promise I'll report to medical this afternoon.
I'll hold you to that. Hell, I'd drag you to medical with me right now, but I want to get some lunch first.
Hello there, Clay. Are you headed to the mess hall?
Where did you come from? Who are you?
Don't be silly, Clay. I'm your wife.
Oh, of course, dear.
Who's this, Doctor?
You know my wife, Captain.
Of course. What am I thinking?
I'm also your communications officer.
That's right. I see you all the time.
In fact, you just saw me on the bridge earlier.
Yeah, I did. Well, enjoy your lunch.
You too, sir.
Mac! Come sit with me!
Hey, Jim. Jim, have you ever had the feeling like reverse deja vu?
Reverse deja vu?
Like something just happened for the millionth time, or you just talked to somebody for the millionth time, but it feels like the very first time. Like, you've never met them before.
Nope.
Huh.
You okay, brother?
Just a weird feeling. I'll try to forget it. What are you eating?
Aldebaran pie.
Ooh, if Mom were here, she'd scold you for having dessert for lunch.
That's why I came out to the stars with you. You're more understanding.
Your order.
What are you going to have?
I'm in the mood for some variety. Computer, make a selection for me from the Cthunian Foods database.
Enjoy your meal, Captain.
Looks interesting.
Ah, I see you're finally giving Cthunian food a try, sir.
Yeah. Misty, May I call you Misty, Commander Lookwell?
As you like, sir.
Misty, can you remind me how long Minnie Earhart has been aboard?
3 months, sir. Just after I came aboard.
The Epsilon Gamma B mission. I presided over their marriage ceremony there.
That's right, sir.
Huh.
How's the plate of Pluvik?
Interesting texture.
That'll be the live Cthunian maggots. They make the texture change while you eat. I never touch the stuff myself. I think it's disgusting. But I admire your baby, sir.
That's my brother. Always taking the big risks first and asking questions later.
Do you have that report engineering requested?
Tell them they'll have it in an hour.
Ed's in Blackburn. Good to see you up and about.
Dr. Earhart declared me fit for duty, sir. I was wondering if you could use another officer?
How's the show?
Take the helm, Anton Blackburn.
One helmsman dies, another appears to take his place. Or part of the cosmic harmony.
Sir, we're receiving an urgent hail from Confederation High Command. It's Admiral Graveman.
Put him on screen.
Captain Hardcase, I hope you haven't been getting into too much trouble.
You know me, Admiral. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Have you finished up on Alpha Omega C?
Almost. We figured out how to break them out of their VR safely, and we have a team down there working on reviving them now.
You'll have to leave that team there for a while. I've got new orders for the Chimera. There's a ship in distress in the Beta Epsilon system.
We should be able to get there in a few hours. Piece of cake.
One little complication. The ship in distress is Klerg.
The Klerg?
I know how you feel about the Klerg, Captain, but you're the closest ship. The Klerg Council specifically gave us permission for you to enter the demilitarized zone to render assistance. They don't have any ships of their own close enough.
It's supposed to be a demilitarized zone. What do you think one of their warships is doing in there? Obviously plotting an attack on the Confederation.
It's a freighter, and they've explained it was a navigational error.
You believe them? With all due respect, sir, you know my history with the Klerg.
And that's why you're the perfect representative to help us build bridges. Show them the Confederation has mercy for its enemies, that we can work together.
I don't suppose I
can... No, you can't. You have your orders. Now follow them.
Mr. McGuy, we'll be needing superluminal velocities.
Aye, sir. Star drive is fully charged. Maximum star drive available at your command.
Ensign Blackburn, lay in a course to Beta Epsilon and engage star drive at maximum.
Course plotted. Engaging star drive.
Personal log. May 6, 2283, 1300 hours. Dr. Clay Earhart recording. All my patients have been discharged. Casualties on this mission were light. All is well. Yet I can't shed this sinking feeling that something is deeply wrong with my life. Everything feels so routine. I wake up at the same time every day, eat my meals at set times, perform my duties, and then I fall asleep at the same time every night, no matter what stimulants I take. Even the deaths, like Ensign Red, feel so utterly routine. It's as if my life were scripted. I can't help but think of the planet we just visited. The people there wasting their lives in an illusion they never question. And wonder if I'm doing the same.
Dear, you're being so melodramatic.
Don't you feel it, Minnie? Don't you feel the artificiality, the fakeness?
All seems normal to me.
I guess if I'm living in illusion, that'd mean you're probably not real anyway.
That's a hell of a thing to say to your wife.
Sorry, dear.
It's Stevenson's birthday on Tuesday.
We've arrived, Captain. Dropping the sublight.
Captain, we're being fired on.
Who's attacking us?
Sensors are picking up 6 ships. Design appears to be a Klerg.
It's a trap.
How long until we can go back to light speed?
Star Drive needs another 5 minutes to purge the manifolds and recharge.
I don't think we have 5 minutes.
Fuel's down to 35%.
This isn't how things are supposed to be.
Beyond Awakening, Episode 1, Unrealized Realities, was written and produced by Paul Nerum. It starred John Gauntz as Captain Mac Hardcase, David Loftus as Dr. Clay Earhart, Nick Ben Wong as Ensign Tony Red, Steph Canapa as Commander Misty Quill, Gwyneth Knight as Ensign Trisha Blackburn, Roger Arnold as Admiral Graveman, Mel Creshmore as Minnie Earhart, Nala Campbell as the computer, Kurt Caster as Engineer Gray McGuy, Sean Curran as Jim Hardcase, Jose Montalvo as Demetrius, Nick Ben Wong as the Klerg, Kirsten Greenfield as Aisha, Paul Nerum as Thord, Mariella Espinosa as Ensign Kobayashi, and Paul Nerum as the announcer. Music licensed from Joel Studler and Creative Commons Zero and Public Domain sources. Please support Beyond Awakening by joining our Patreon. Join for free for informational updates, or get various rewards for supporting the show for just $1. Find it, along with downloads and more information about the series, at quietplease.org/awakening.